With SRN News, I'm John Scott. El Salvador has rejected a U.S. senator's request to return an illegal immigrant back to the U.S. It was a trip by the senator that was heavily criticized by the White House.
Life and his family, I would do everything possible to bring him home.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen on landing in El Salvador on a mission to free Kilmar Abrego Garcia, sent to a notorious gang prison there by the Trump administration, despite an immigration court order preventing his deportation. Van Hollen says he met with El Salvador's vice president. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt blasted Van Hollen for making the trip.
Potentially using taxpayer dollars to demand the release of deported, illegal, alien MS-13 terrorist.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Department of Justice and Google reach a split decision in an antitrust case.
A U.S. federal district judge has ruled against the tech giant, finding that Google unlawfully used its technology to monopolize advertising markets in two of three categories, ruling the company substantially harmed publishers and users on the web. At the same time, the ruling found in Google's favor that it did not meet the definition of monopoly in a third element of ad purchasing tools. Google is responding to the decision, saying that it won half of this case and will appeal the other half. George Williams reporting.
U.S. applications for jobless benefits fell again last week. Jobless claim applications fell by 9,000 to 215,000 for the week ending April 12th, according to the Labor Department. On Wall Street, it's a holiday-shortened week, and stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 371. The NASDAQ is up 16. This is SRN News. The White House is taking on Ivy League schools over anti-Semitism.
Several large universities have been targeted in the Trump administration's aggressive crackdown against campus anti-Semitism. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt describes the effort as common sense.
Jewish American students, or students of any faith, should not be illegally harassed and targeted on our nation's college campuses.
Harvard University is the first school to openly defy the Trump administration's demands for sweeping changes, citing its constitutional rights. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference is applauding Governor Mike Huckabee's confirmation as U.S. Ambassador to Israel. Conference President Reverend Samuel Rodriguez describes Huckabee as a defender of life and liberty and a prophetic voice for this generation. The group is the largest Latino Christian network in America. This is SRN News. For the second time this week, a new poll shows declining popularity for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bob Agnew reports.
Only 23% of respondents to a poll by The Economist YouGov say they approve of the job Schumer's doing. 51% said they have an unfavorable view. Schumer's popularity has seen a steady decline so far during President Trump's second term. Earlier this week, a Marist poll showed more than half of New Yorkers believe it's time for the 74-year-old Schumer to step down from his leadership post and hand the role over to another Democrat. Bob Agnew reporting.
A growing number of conservative leaders are pushing states to upend a longstanding U.S. constitutional right to free public education for children regardless of immigration status. This year, Tennessee's Republican lawmakers appear the most willing to take up the cause by advancing legislation that directly contradicts a 1982 Supreme Court decision. More details at SRNNews.com.